House Speaker Dennis Hastert on Friday relented under pressure from the Senate and agreed to extend for 60 days the deadline for a report by the commission studying the September 11th attacks. The commission's findings are now due at the end of July. The speaker's decision came as the Congressional Budget Office released an analysis that President Bush's tax cuts and spending proposals would pile up deficits of $2.75 trillion in the next 10 years. Rich Cohen is a congressional reporter for National Journal, and he's in the studio. Rich, thanks a lot for coming in.
Great to be with you.
Let's start with the 9/11 Commission. What was it that made Speaker Hastert finally agree to postpone the deadline?
Well, technically, it was clever efforts by members of the Senate to delay an entirely separate bill, which is a bill to extend operations of the Federal Highway Program for 2 months. And if that bill hadn't been extended, then the highway efforts across the country would shut down on Monday morning. So Senators John McCain and Joe Lieberman took it upon themselves to delay the highway bill until they could get an agreement from the House to extend the 9/11 Commission.
What more did the commission members want to do with this extra time?
Well, they say that they need the extra time simply to do the tasks that they were given, to conduct a more elaborate, extensive investigation of the causes of the 9/11 tragedies. They have a number of hearings still that they've scheduled with high-level officials. They also have closed-door meetings with President Bush, Vice President Cheney. I believe they still have Condoleezza Rice, the president's national security advisor. Plus, they need to write the report, and the deadline had been the end of May, which is only 3 months away. The commission members, in their own defense, point out that they were slow in getting started because of objections and delays from the White House.
Let's talk about the numbers, the money, the new numbers from the Congressional Budget Office. In some ways, paint a much bleaker fiscal picture than the White House had portrayed when it released its budget proposals for 2005. But in some ways, the numbers seem to indicate things may not be so bad. So when we talk about a multi-trillion dollar deficit over 10 years, what difference does a billion here or there make?
We used to say in Washington, a million here, a million there, or even a billion here, a billion there adds up. Well, now we're talking about a trillion here, a trillion there. The bottom line, I think, Leanne, is the word that you used in introducing your question. It's bleak, and there's no way around it. I mean, the estimates came late Friday from the Congressional Budget Office, and let's be clear about this. This is a Republican-appointed director of Congressional Budget Office. This is one of their guys, Douglas Holtz-Eakin, and he's a credible economist. He was reestimating the White House budget as the President Bush and Office of Management Budget submitted it just about a month ago. And if his estimate, his re-estimates are not radically different, but they show a somewhat higher level of debt over the 10-year period. And these re-estimates just kind of reinforce what we've already known, which is the picture is bleak, and the task of reducing the deficits, which is now looks to be at least $250 billion a year, every year, as far as the eye can see, that task of reducing it's going to be very difficult.
Presidential politics invaded Capitol Hill this past week, as it always does, when President Bush lent his support to a constitutional amendment to ban gay marriage. How welcome is an issue that is potentially polarizing, this social issue? How welcome is that on Capitol Hill?
Well, there's 535 members of Congress, and I can beg the issue by saying it depends who you talk to. But I would say, as a general matter, there was not an outburst of enthusiasm. My sense is that Republicans, including the White House, they really don't expect the House and Senate to ratify a constitutional amendment this year or perhaps ever. What the many Republicans do want is to have debate on the issue, not a vote on the issue. And debate is what they're likely to have.
Richard Cohen is a congressional reporter for National Journal. Thanks again for coming in.
My pleasure.